It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that we find our scriptures for communion. Here in this church, we celebrate communion, the Lord's Supper, Eucharist, if you will, once a month. And we do not take it for granted. We believe there is a spiritual impartation. This is far more than a rote ceremony. But there's an impartation of the presence of God supernaturally that happens as we receive these elements by faith. The bread represents His body broken for us. The fruit of the vine, His blood shed for us. And we are so grateful, thank you, gentlemen, we are so grateful for His mercy as we come to Him today. So I'm going to read from the Scriptures, thank you. I'm going to read from the Scriptures and then we'll participate together. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which He was betrayed took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, Take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. In the same manner He also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. I already have one. Thank you, brother. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. We are those who get to say, thank God we're not condemned with the world. Amen. We are those who get to say, by grace, through faith, we've come to Jesus. He's washed us by His blood, and we get to do this today in remembrance of Him. Now, here at Grace Christian Center, we celebrate an open communion. That means you don't have to be a member of this church to participate with us. This is the Lord's Supper, and we are thrilled to participate with you if you're a guest with us this day. And if you've not surrendered your life to Jesus, this is the day to do it. Give your life to Him. He's brought you here for a reason. He loves you so much. Allow Him to be your Lord and Savior, and as you do that, that makes communion real. Meaningful, living, and not just traditional for you. Let's go to the Lord. Lord, we thank You that You're the God who does all things well. You're the God that we come to this day. You're the one who's washed us clean by the blood of Jesus from sin, from every sin. We thank You, Lord, that You've had mercy on our lives. We come with utter thanksgiving in remembrance of You today as we participate in these elements. By faith, we receive Your body. By faith, we receive Your cleansing blood, the new blood of the new covenant. By faith, we ratify our relationship with You today, even as by grace we're saved, and do this in remembrance of You. Thank You, Lord. Let's all participate of the bread together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. How great You are, Lord. How great You are. Thank You, Lord Jesus. As we look at Isaiah 53, we see the suffering servant and we know You fulfilled it. You took our sorrows, our sicknesses, our griefs, our heartaches, our sins. You took them all. Thank You, Jesus, for letting Your body be bruised and battered for us, for dying, for being buried, and for being resurrected. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of the Father, ever living to pray for us and make intercession for Your saints. This day we do these things in remembrance of You. Thank You, Lord, for the fruit of the vine that becomes the blood of Jesus by faith. We are washed clean again, and thank You for Your mercy. Let's partake together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We rejoice in You, Lord. We thank You. The Eucharist is celebration. We celebrate You. We're glad to be Yours. Come on, can you say that with me? I'm glad to be Yours. Say it again. I'm glad to be Yours. Again, I'm glad to be Yours. We rejoice in you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen.